There have been a series of meetings about Simonelli's planned development in that area, although one part of the plan is on hold while everyone fights over the Reverie project. At the heart of the opposition is that the plan calls for variances from the rules of the new Green Code, leaving the first project in the process seeking variances from the height and width rules. Paul Simonelli says his company has been listening to the opposition, citing a decision to keep a building on Potomac instead of demolishing it and making big changes in the main building.
We've reduced the height of the building from 67 feet to 50 feet, 3 inches. We're providing parking for over 120 car parks. We're now using more traditional building materials, including brick and stone. And we're incorporating retail space for the kind of shops that residents and visitors of this neighborhood would be proud of.
That argument didn't go over well with most, but not all speakers, with opponent after opponent standing up to speak. Andrea Shalacy criticized the variances plan.
The slide that was shown by Simonelli shows how many and how significant those variances are. The second one is the negative impact on the neighborhood. Essentially what this building is, if you look at the designs that were shown tonight, is it turns the surrounding neighborhoods, residential neighborhoods, into accessories for this major, major building.
The meeting was sponsored by council members Joel Farrelletto and David Rivera, who are grappling with the Green Code, which still isn't in effect citywide. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.